Come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So I always say, and my husband, I don't know if he appreciates this, but I always say behind every good man is a strong woman if they're married. And I have to say, I adore the mayor here in the city of Derby. Mayor Joe DiMartino is great. And the first year he was elected, he was actually on our diner tour right here at the Valley Diner. And today I get to meet his chief of staff. And honestly, I love this opportunity to meet you. Linda is here, Linda Fusco. And welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, Melissa. It's a pleasure to be here.
I mean, I do believe, you know, obviously he does an amazing job, but it takes a village, like it does raising a child. It takes a village to really do the job effectively of leading a city or a town. And so I'm really excited to get to know you and to have you as part of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. How did you enter into this role when Mayor DiMartino was elected?
I did. I was the town chair for 6 years.
Okay.
And Joe came to me at one point with two other Republicans and said, we want to win. We want to come with your team. And they joined us and they won. And then he said, someday I'm going to run for mayor and I want you to be my campaign manager. And so that happened in 2021 and we lost by 40 votes. We came back in 23. We won by 500. And then he said, okay, you need to come and be my chief of staff.
That's amazing. What has the job been like in the last couple of years? I think local government is so vitally important. And I think sometimes, at least from a news standpoint, we focus so much on the national story. And it's not to say that that doesn't have an impact. Mm-hmm. But I find one of the things I have focused on this show is really getting connected to your local government and understanding the impact you can have on a daily basis by working with people like your mayors or your board of eds, so on and so forth. Talk about what you've seen since being in this role for the last couple of years.
I think what's been so exciting for me is that we came in with the plan of open door policy. That didn't happen in the previous administration, and people can come in and talk to us about anything anytime they want, and they do. And so we had this woman who was living on Coe Lane, and she was the first house built years ago, and she had a very low house number. And I think everybody can relate to the fact that when you call and put in an Amazon order, you want it delivered to
right.
your home. And they couldn't find her house. And most of the time they were going to Ansonia, and she said, I don't know what to do. I talked to our town engineer. I said, what do we do about this? He said, this is what you do. We were able to change her number to one more in keeping with whatever else was on the street.
Yeah.
And now she gets her Amazon deliveries.
I think that's so cool. Like, that's something that you guys were able to do on a very local level. Wow.
It made me happy because I went to Lowe's and I got the numbers, and I put them in a little blue bag with ribbons on it, and I brought it to our house, and I said, here's your new number. And that was like one of the happiest days of my life when I started that job.
That's
because
amazing.
It's concrete.
Yeah,
right?
That's incredible.
It's not always so simple, but I'll talk about blight for a minute, because that's huge. And it's been ignored for a long time, and that was one of the things that we wanted to do, is to work on blight. And I feel like we've really made an aggressive effort to have properties look better, for people to feel better about their neighborhoods. Some are going to take more time than others, but we've taken in, I'm going to say, about $60,000 so far in blight fees.
Wow.
And we've foreclosed on houses. We've gotten them up for sale. And hopefully they're going to look better and the city's going to look better.
Right. That's been a real priority for the administration. What would you say is going on in Derby right now that you guys are really focused on? I know we're kind of transitioning, obviously, into more summer season, but in general, what has been kind of your focus? I know we're ending sort of budget season, mm-hmm. so it's transitional time, if you will. School's
sure.
ending, so on and so forth. What's kind of on the agenda for you guys at the mayor's office?
I'm going to talk about the south side of Main Street first, because I think for most residents, that's the biggest. People want to see development down there. And we've been working really hard to move that scrapyard. And we are the closest we've ever been to moving it. The mayor signed a document last week. We're waiting for the owner of the other property to sign the document. And once that happens, and we have some, we have monies put aside for phase two, the environmental work needs to be done. But after that, we can start making plans to move. And it's going to make a difference. We have people who just cold call developers to say, what are you doing with that nice piece of property across the street? And we say, well, as soon as, you know, it's ready, we're going to put out some RFPs and we hope you'll bid. And I think there's going to be a lot of bids when that finally opens.
Really? That's exciting.
It's been a long time coming. And I think that's maybe one of the frustrating parts of the job is
sure.
You know what you want to do.
It takes time.
It does. Mm. It does.
Yeah. Do you feel like sometimes I don't want to say lack perspective, but that kind of gets lost in translation. I mean, we live in such a instant gratification kind of a society.
Sure.
And do you find that can be challenging? And I mean, I'm a taxpayer too, not for the city of Derby, but, you know, I can certainly understand where it's like, I know what the solution is. It's got to happen now, but you don't see that solution sometimes for a year, maybe 2 years. Does that happen a lot at local government level?
It does. I took over that project. I came to work in January of 23, and I started that project in March of 23. And here we are. 26, and finally in a position where we think it's going to truly happen.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. The parking garage. We have done everything that we could think to get funds to fix the parking garage. If you've been in it, you know the condition. Last October, I was introduced to some of Senator Murphy's staff, and I asked them if they had 5 minutes to take a walk with me. And I made them walk all 4 levels. I showed them every
good
pothole.
Good for you, Linda. Linda doesn't mess around. No. She's like, if we're going to get work done, I'm going to do it. I love it.
But we still got turned down. I mean, as impressed as they were with the condition or lack thereof, we still didn't get the money. We've gone 2 rounds there, and we've gotten turned down. We tried to privatize, and there just isn't the money right now to...
Wow.
Go level by level and make the improvements that we want, but it's not for lack of trying.
Right.
I want people to know that. We're working hard on projects. I think people would like to see the existing downtown more vibrant. Yesterday, I did a really cool walking tour with Michelle McCabe from Connecticut Main Street and some of her staff, and we walked all of Main Street, all of Minerva Street, all of Elizabeth Street, and down around the corner toward Twisted Vine, and they took notes of what our businesses were, and they took notes of the condition of the buildings. And today, well, we were scheduled to meet with the mayor to hear their recommendations. I don't know if that'll happen now, but we're really anxious to get more businesses down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's exciting, and certainly keep us in the loop, Linda. We would love to keep people up to date with what's going on, and I think continue to have the message of transparency. I mean, I know you have an open door policy.
Sure.
Same sort of thing, just so you know, with WICC. We are very, if you will, open door policy as far as information. So if there are any updates coming from the mayor's office, please feel free to let us know. I can never get enough information, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah, let's get, you know what I'll do? I'm going to give you my direct, because I know the mayor has a million, I'm sure, contacts and things he has to answer to. I'm going to come to you, Linda.
Perfect.
That's what I'm going to do.
I would like that.
I'm going to start bothering you, and I have a feeling you're going to like it. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So. Linda Vasco, Chief of Staff for the Mayor here in Derby, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for the update. We really appreciate that. We
You're
are going to come right back. We are at stop number 4 for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, and we're at the Valley Diner. We're going to be back with more after this.